There are many native birds that have made the desert park their home, including mistletoe birds, which are the major ones responsible for spreading mistletoe seeds from tree to tree. See if you can identify the mistletoe growing on the medium-sized shrubs throughout the park. There are some in the trees just as you cross the footbridge. Look for a different shaped leaf growing in clumps between the tree's own leaves. The park has several different species of mistletoe, and the small male mistletoe bird can be identified by his bright red chest and blue-black head and upper body. Sand country fits best with most people's preconceptions of a desert. It looks extreme, and it most certainly is. If you've travelled to Uluru, you would have seen sand country environment already. It's usually dry with very little exposed surface water. The area is comparatively infertile, as this habitat lies the furthest from the floodwaters that carry nutrients down from the ranges after heavy rains. However, when you look a little bit more closely, there are an incredible number of plants and animals that live here, all of which have developed clever strategies to live successfully in this habitat.